Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast. You are now logged in to...
Yeah, if I did it, yeah, I
All right, Trick Ricky, how you doing this evening?
I'm good, Nick. How about yourself?
I'm all right, sir. I'd welcome everybody for thank you for tuning to the Grudge Inc. Talk Show tonight out of Maryland with our host Tricky Ricky. Tricky Ricky, take us away.
Good evening, Race World. This is your host Tricky Ricky for another episode of Race Talk Radio on Thursday. As Nick said, with me, he's the engineer of the show, and we'll be opening your microphones for all the callers to chime in. Today I might sound a little unregular. I'm trying to work on the car for a race tomorrow at the same time, so I will have getting into some of the upcoming shows. MIR is having a MIR MIROC FBG WPGC Bike Fest Saturday or this weekend. Brock, hopefully he's on the line. Would you have to see Brock's number yet, Mick?
No, sir. He's not on the line yet.
Brock is having a race at Outer Banks Speedway this weekend. It's called the Baddest of the Bad. And that race is any cars on 28s or 275 drag radials. But we'll get him on the show and let him tell everybody what the rules and stipulations are for the race. Anybody who may be from this earth and wants to travel down the Outer Banks to get in that race. Also today we're going to have Mr. John Crane from Capital Raceway on with us to discuss the events this going on tomorrow and Saturday. Hopefully, if the rain holds off, this weekend at Capital Raceway, there will be a $10,500 to win Outlaw 10-5 race. And they just added a $1,000 to win bracket style race, a gambler's race. I'm not for sure how you classify that. I think you said it was Super Pro. Okay, with free entry. So, without further ado, let's get Mr. John Crane on to explain this race this weekend.
Hey, Ricky, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing today, John?
Doing good, buddy. How's all the racers out there today? What we got planned at Capital this weekend is really our first big event. We've been working on it for about 6 weeks. Starting tomorrow, we've got a invitational free event, $1,000 to win. It's a bracket race. We took the first 25 dragsters and the first 25 door cars to call in or email. And the reason behind that was we needed to have some good rubber on there for the 10-5 guys, for you guys. I didn't want you to come down on a street night and be 50 or 60 street cars there and then asking you guys with your big dollar cars and your 10-5 tires trying to get a hold of a track that ain't there with no rubber on it. So the best way to get rubber on the track is put some money up and have your 50 of your best friends come show up and win it. So that's what the Invitational is all about, and it's going to start tomorrow. Gates are going to open tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Racers can get in anytime from 9 o'clock on. I'll be there. The Invitational guys will get one qualifying run at 5:30, and then the 10-5 guys are going to get a shakedown run at 6 o'clock, and then we got 50 test and tune guys with slicks only. We decided not to let street radials and street tires in because we want to make sure we get a perfect surface for you guys in the 10-5 cars.
Okay.
And they're going to let the test and tuners run at 6:20. Then the Invitational cars, first round eliminations at 6:30. Then the test and tuners are going to get another shot. Then the Invitational cars again, and then the first round of qualifying for the 10-5 is going to be at 7:45. And then we're going to run through the test and tuners and the invitationals, and the second round of qualifying for the 10-5 guys are going to be at 9:30 because we want, you know, give you the best chance at the best air and a good track.
Okay, so you will be allowing test and tune cars, but slick cars only.
Slick cars only. We want to take 50. We got 9 right now that have already emailed in. If anybody out there with slick car that wants to test and tune at Capital, send an email to info@capitalraceway.net. That's info@capitalraceway.net, and just put test and tune Friday, and I'll respond back to you.
Okay. Well, while I got you on the line, John, let's take some callers because some people texted me, and I want them to get direct answers from the source. Mick, did you see 202-7381? Your mic is open.
What's going on, Rick?
How you doing, George?
I'm all right. How you doing, JC?
I'm doing all right, bud.
What's happening? Hey, JC, I got a couple questions for you that was brought to my attention. The guys, we got like 3 grudge races that want to go on tomorrow. How is that set up?
We are not going to be able to accommodate grudge racing tomorrow. If you guys want to come up Sunday, we're going to be open Sunday and get it on, that's fine.
So you are going to open this Sunday?
Well, we got 2 rentals. One's 25 bikes and the other is 20 cars. And if you got a group of guys that want to do a little bit of grudge racing, let's come on up there and get it done, all right?
So what is the price of getting in up there?
It'll be $35. And 10 for spectators.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, some guys in line for races for tomorrow, but I guess they'll be online. They're here. I just wanted to see what was really going on.
Yeah, if you want to call me, Ricky will give you my number or text my number to you and coordinate with me on how many cars want to run on Sunday, and I'll make it happen for you.
Okay. I really appreciate it. That's all I wanted to find out.
No other questions, George?
Yeah, that was it because, I mean, it was grudge racing lined up. I mean, that was the most concern.
That's
all I wanted to ask.
And I'm sure you can appreciate, George, you know, not that we don't want you up there running on tomorrow night, but we got to get the qualifying in for the 10-5 guys. And, you know, if we have one little hitch or one oil down or one scrape offender or something like that with our curfew, and I want to make sure that everybody gets an opportunity to hit the track.
Okay. I mean, it's cool. We can't do it every weekend. We can sit down one weekend. We'll catch it Sunday. You know, problem. But we're gonna play close by, so you basically looking for a big turnout.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt we're gonna be packed tomorrow and Saturday.
Well, let me ask this. Since I did just see the weather a little while ago, it's calling for 80% chance of rain. How will this be called by ear, or will you send out ample notice, or what?
Well, we're going to
a lot
Ricky,
of times
we'll be,
with the threat of rain, it can just it hampers the race and, you know, end up having not enough people show up for the race due to the rain.
That's one factor in racing we all can't control is Mother Nature, and we're going to keep an eye on her. I'm hoping that the storm comes through the night and gets done by tomorrow morning, and we got fair weather tomorrow night and Saturday. But if it does look like it's going to be raining all through the day tomorrow and in tomorrow night, we will be text messaging and putting up on the internet what's going on and what our intentions are, and it will be to do 2 qualifying sessions on Saturday and get the show in Saturday night.
Okay.
And Lord forbid that if the rain does get us on Saturday, I'm going to carry it over to Sunday if everybody's in agreement to hang around and make it happen.
Ooh. All right. Well, that sounds good to me.
Hopefully it don't rain.
Well, one good thing is we got the mechanic down there right now working on the jet dryer. Al Hanna, the jet car guy, has given us all the tools and knowledge we need to get that thing running. And we will have that on hand just in case, and let's hope we don't need it.
Right on. Okay. All right, well, while you're on the line, let's take a call just in case. I don't want to exclude anyone that may have something that want to ask you directly. So, Nick, can you take another call? Mr. Crane.
All right. 804-3956. Your mic is open.
Yo, what's going on, my brother from another mother? How you be?
How you doing, Mike? I'm just working on this race car at the moment.
I heard that, man. Get it right, bro. Get it right. I'm just calling in to support the show as usual. I got a couple more new listeners call in from that end tonight to show their support. And I'll get back with you a little bit later on in the show because I got a call out I'm trying to make. So,
okay.
All right, that's what's up, bro. So I'm going to drop back and put my phone on mute. But if you need me in the meantime, just holler for me, bro.
Well, I appreciate you calling and bringing more listeners and fans to the phone line.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Okay. Next caller, Mitch.
732-4557. Your mic is open.
Yo, it's Tricky Rick here. This is Big Raj, man, just calling in on behalf of the GRF, man, saying what's up, supporting the show.
Hey, what's going on, Robbie?
Hey, man, how you doing? How you be?
I'm good. I'm working on this hot rod for tomorrow. That's about all.
Okay. Yeah, get this thing right, man. Get it right.
What you got going on? You got any, you coming down for this event tomorrow? Or?
No, I won't be down until, the week of the first week in August, I'm going to be at VMP on the 3rd, and then I'll be at Bud Creek on the 4th. So I won't be there on the end.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in. And
yeah.
And just bear with me for a minute. We're going to try to get as many callers answered as we can for Mr. Crane so everybody has an understanding of what's going on tomorrow
right.
And possibly Sunday if it's hold that part.
All right.
Thank you.
Damn. Another caller. Nick.
All right. That's all the calls for right now, Ricky.
Okay. All right. Well, that's about it. So, what time, John, if it does not rain, what time will the festivities kick off tomorrow?
Oh, we're going to open the gates at 4 o'clock. Track's going to be ready to race at 5. We're looking at the test and tune guys to go down the first run at 5. The invitational cars at 5:30. The Outlaw 10-5 guys do a shakedown run at 6. And then continue right on through that rotation until we get the qualifying runs in and we get to the 5th round of eliminations for the invitation. And then on Saturday, we're going to open up at noon. Gates will open at 11. Racing will start at noon. We're going to start with a shakedown run. It'll be the Outlaw Pontiacs, then the Super Pro, then the Outlaw 10-5, then the Pro Stick cars, and then the first, which will be the third round of qualifying for the 10-5 cars, but the first round of qualifying for the Pontiacs and the Super Pro and the Pro Stick will start at 2 o'clock, and then at 4 o'clock we're going to have the final qualifying round for the 10-5s, and the second qualifying round for the Pontiac, the Super Pro, and the Pro Stick. And don't forget, the Super Pro's paying $3,000. We put an extra $1,000 on Super Pro because of the big event. And then we're going to go into eliminations at 6 o'clock, which will start with the Outlaw Pontiac, then the Super Pro class, then our feature show, which is you, Ricky, and the Outlaw 10-5. You guys should be hitting the track about 6:30, quarter to 7, with your first round of eliminations.
Okay.
Well, that all sounds good. And, again, I know this has been creating a lot of buzz, a lot of people looking forward to it. Regardless of the naysayers and the bashing and all the negative comments that go on the internet, it's going to be one hell of an event.
Yeah, we're real excited about it, and I appreciate all of the people in the racing community that have supported us and that have taken up for us on the internet. And you know, everyone has to understand, BJ and I, this is our first go around at a drag strip, and being racers ourselves, sometimes we lean towards the racers more than I guess other businesses should. But we're going to continue to do that. We're going to lean towards the racers and put on a good show and try to have a level playing field for everybody to enjoy the sport of drag racing that we love so much.
I hear that. Can't do anything but commend that. And I commend y'all a lot on that. It's just brought a whole lot of excitement here. So that a lot of people have been saying that has not been here. Hopefully everything will turn around in you guys' favor, when y'all start seeing the benefits of it.
Yep.
So, I appreciate you coming on. I guess we don't have any more callers, do we, Nick?
One more
Ricky, if anybody comes on the radio tonight and looking for me, just dial me back up.
Okay.
All right, I'll be home all evening putting all the text cards and letters and timesheets and everything together for everybody, so I'll be here for a while. If anybody wants to talk to me, just ring me back up, all right?
All right, will do.
I appreciate it, guys. Be safe.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, thank you. That was the Don Frame, the Capital Raceway, giving us the information that's going on for this weekend. We're going to take another caller, but before then, I got a little interesting topic today to talk about, because I've heard some discussions locally and abroad that I want to get everybody else's opinion on, but we're going to take the next caller.
All right. 434-1636, your mic is open.
What's up, Tricky?
How you doing?
Everything cool, man. I've been checking to see that you and JC ever get that race locked in.
Yes, we did. It's locked in for the 4th of August at MIR. Dips off 1,000 when you come in the track. Put the other 2,000 up in the lane. In the lane by 9 o'clock. Ready to go. Heads up. Pro Tree 8th mile.
Okay, cool. That'll work.
Who is this man I ask I'm talking to?
Carlton.
Paul?
Carlton.
Oh, Carlton. Okay, how you doing, sir?
Everything cool, bro.
Yeah, are you coming up for the race?
Yeah, we'll be up there, yeah.
All right. Well, I look forward to you guys coming up and supporting the event, and should be a good day.
Yeah, I'll be up. I'll come shake your hand.
All right. We'll be looking forward to you, sir.
All right, bro.
Let's see. We don't have any more callers, do you, Mitch?
Yes, sir.
Okay, though. Okay, go ahead.
All right. 804-4629. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Tigger Ricky? It's Running Bear.
Hey, what's up, sir? How you doing?
I ain't doing nothing. Just sitting around.
Okay. Hey, Mick, I don't know if you're hearing this. I'm getting quite a few people texting me saying I got a lot of background noise. That may be me working. I don't know. Would you happen to be hearing any excess noise?
It's a little bit, but I'm thinking it's for you.
Hey, man, who you running tomorrow night, man?
I'm running a guy out of on the other side of Richards. His last name is Coral. Got like a 90, an 84, 85 Camaro, yellow with yellow and black, big tire car, big block.
Is that the best two out of three? Is that what y'all doing?
Yeah, the best two out of three.
Okay.
Carter, you sound like you're trying to make sure you see some good action going on.
Oh, yeah, Bad know who I am. He just don't recognize me right now, but he know who I am.
Yeah, your voice sounds familiar. I done heard you on somebody's show before.
I've been on Brooks Like Joe's show all the time. Brooks
okay.
Like Joe and all the
show. There it is. I know I recognize the voice. I couldn't pitch it, but I didn't know the name, but I recognize the voice.
Yeah, oh, Bad, that's one of my homeboys. He know who I am, too. He just know me by a different name.
Who is this?
Shit. Keith.
Oh, hey, what's up? Yeah.
Nah, but we'll be up there tomorrow night.
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna try to do my thing. I don't know how it's gonna end up, but big block versus small block, back half versus I'm gonna try to give him all I can give him.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Whoever that is, who's that, George? Mute your phone, George.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Rick. All right. 301-0870,
your mic is open. 301-0870,
your mic is open.
Hey, man, what up? Hey.
Please enter your password, then press pound.
Wow. Okay. All right, move on to the next one, then, Mickey, if we got one.
Oh, that's all the calls for now, Ricky.
All right, well, I'm gonna go ahead and jump this off. What I want to talk about today is there a pecking order for who runs who in the grudge world? And I'm asking this because I've heard on some different shows if somebody want to run somebody, they need to run some other people before they run the person that they want to run. I've heard this locally about, somebody have not raced anyone in such amount of time that they shouldn't come out and come right to somebody who has been racing. So is there a pecking order of a time frame or who should be able to run who and when? If there's anybody on the line that has an answer to that, we can listen to what you got to say first.
Rick, what did you say? I didn't hear what you said. I cut the phone off for a minute.
I'm asking, is there a pecking order as to who a person runs? For example, if I say I want to race somebody, and then the person I say that I want to race tell me, oh, well, you haven't run nobody. You need to go run so-and-so and so-and-so before you come to me. Is that a legit way to run, or is that more of a you trying to back out of a race type of situation?
Of course it's back out of race. It is back out of race. If they offer you up, that's a challenge. You know what I'm saying? So, if a man tell you got to run somebody else, be afraid of you. It's so, man, come to me and say, well, I want to run you, George. You know, but I ain't run you because you ain't ran so-and-so. 2-1, they're working together, or whoever trying to get you to run, or whoever the person is that they're putting you out there with. I think that goes on a lot now with this girl's race. I can call that name, man.
Ain't no right.
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah.
And them Stephon's not.
Running Bear, what you got to say about that?
What's that?
Is there a pecking order in you having to run somebody at a certain time? I mean, you got to run a certain amount of people before you run somebody that you're calling up?
If you call somebody else, you ought to be ready to run them. That's what I think. I mean, you know, if you call somebody.
You don't need to ask money, babe. He do it.
I'll run anybody.
Man, you won't run nobody, man. Go sit down somewhere, man.
You step up this place then.
I'll crack
your head open.
I got chips from over here to pull.
Oh, yo. Is that Big George in the background?
Yeah.
Tell Big George I brought his head on many times.
Okay, bust my head open. You can get an opportunity. Hey, funny man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I got chips going down. After dark, oh my goodness, man, it's going down.
You know, I can't. Somebody got a lot of noise in the background. I can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Everybody thinks it's me.
Sound like somebody chewing on their thumb or something.
Chewing on their thumb.
Hey, brother, man, you got a lot of jokes with you. I'm gonna stop all this.
Hey, Big George.
Yeah.
I told my brother the other day, he said he'll run you again.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be sitting kind of different this time, man. I'm going to be sitting kind of different.
Okay, well, we might have to talk about that then. But if you want to bring that.
Why would we have to talk about it? I ran y'all when y'all was sitting different.
Say that again?
I say when I came and ran a blind race, I still ran, y'all. It was a blind race.
But I thought you made the statement a week or so ago that you were running with the same car.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Okay. Well, you know what? I don't blame you. I wouldn't let that happen either.
Yeah. But your car, I'm definitely want to accommodate that Firebird style. Definitely want you. Want you.
You want me?
Yes, I mean, I'm coming straight at you. I ain't asking for nothing. I ain't getting up nothing. And run however you want to run.
If you come at me with a big block of knives, I'm going to ask for something.
Well, I mean, I don't ask for nothing. Come on, man. That's just like what Rick saying. I mean, you're making excuses. You got your car stuck where you want yours, and I got mine the way SF got mine.
Yeah, I understand that. But if you agree to give me what I think I gotta have, run you, then that's what I want. You won't give me the back tire. I know why you don't want to give me the back tire. I ain't gonna ask you for the go. I just want the back tire. If you come with a big block.
I mean, if you make me feel good, I mean, if you get there in the fourth and you say something that's funny, yeah, I might give you the best shot. But I mean, you got to make me feel good to want to give it to you.
Got to do something. You saying he got to be like St. Louis? He got to do something to make you feel better, George?
Yeah, he got to do something to make me feel better. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Rick.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Rick, I might have a headache or something, man. He got to be like an aspirin, man. Open the aspirin bottle and make me feel better. I might give him the black guy.
No, that's right. Well, Ronnie, it looks like you're going to have to offer him something.
Yeah, if he gives him, I'm damn sure I'm going to take it.
You're going to take it.
I think I got a little lawnmower, a little small block motor, and now he got all that shit, you know. I ain't got the horsepower them boys got, but I make mine work.
Yeah, but I mean, small block just as fast as big block. Some of them. Hey. So, I mean, it ain't the motor. But I understand what you're saying, especially when you want a joker like me. I mean, that's not for you to say.
Yeah, y'all got some shit with you, see. So I got to play all my cards.
Hey, I got an old theme song, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna sing to your throat.
Yeah.
All right, Rose. That's fair. I'm a spring to your slow.
Yeah. Why you slow swinging? I'm gonna be getting out your way.
All right, well, look, let me get to the line and see if we got any more people on here, because I want to get some more answers to this topic here.
All right,
we have nothing to call right now, Rick.
He says no more?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, I guess everybody listening today. I'm making a little noise at the minute, so y'all just got to excuse me. I'm going to stay working on this topic.
they were talking about Kenny and Wef and Willie. Oh, shit, this one. Kenny and Wef and Willie was supposed to have been doing something, I think, coming up. Anybody got any information on that? You heard about that, George?
You talking about the Harden?
Yeah.
I heard him say something yesterday about having a race. I can't remember exactly what date it was. I think it's sometime in August. I just supposed to be doing something. If I'm mistaken, it's supposed to be doing something with Colonia Beach.
I think they're supposed to run on the 29th.
Yeah, man, something like that.
Well,
I don't know what's going on with Wes and Willie. We haven't heard from him or Hollywood. Or Kenny. Maybe you hear from Kenny a little later on.
But it was real light today. I guess everybody getting amped up for this weekend to do something somewhere. What's going on with them other guys down there running there? Iron Mule. And I would like to get JT on here, but I know he ain't going to get on the show.
I don't know. Give him a call. He might get on. As a matter of fact, he might be on it now. Just listen.
Yeah.
But I ain't new with him, man. I'm gonna tell you, man. Ever since Red spanked that ass, you know, them boys gone down. Usually, if they lose another race, and I'm supposed to get sooner or later before the year's up, I'm gonna get the other boy in I ain't new with them camp called Mr. C, and they're gonna be through for the year. Can't spank them in the ass with them.
Hold on, what's that?
We'll take a call while you're waiting, Ricky.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Appreciate it.
301-0870. Your mic is open. 301-0870. Your mic is open.
Hello there, caller. You got your line open. Ain't saying nothing. How you doing? Who are you? I guess they don't want to talk. All right. Anyone else there, Nick? Uh-oh. Hello?
Somebody went dead, then.
Yeah, sounds like it. Did I lose internet?
No, I can hear you just good.
No, I said, did I lose my engineer? I don't hear Mick on the line. And that's the man that called the numbers.
Yeah, wherever all that static was coming from, you lost that.
Oh, okay. Nah, I don't have the power to hang up on nobody. Oh, well. But, yeah, we got a couple of upcoming events. I was trying to get Brock on to talk about his race down there at Outer Banks. We got... That's this weekend. We got the race at, let me get my paper. Again, as I said, I'm trying to work on this car. I do the show at the same time. July 29th, the Grudge Fest at Capital Raceway that they wanted me to mention. I don't know who is in charge of that Grudge Fest, but there will be a Grudge Fest at Capital Raceway. I believe that's next Sunday, July 29th. Upcoming events, you got War on Wheels 2, August the 1st, featuring the Last Man Standing, Pro Mod, and what is that, a 28-inch tie shootout. The light. We got Larry T's race August the 4th, where we going to have JC and myself racing each other. I don't know of any other locked-in races for that day, but I'm sure there is. Let's see. Also, next week, this is a Grudge Inc. sponsored race. This is out near west, called the South versus the North at US 41 No Limit Raceway, which is in Morocco, Indiana. For anybody who may be traveling, go out there and see some of the other featured guys of Grudge Inc. I think Tony Vine's supposed to be there. The guy Mississippi Joe with Gangsta Malibu, which is supposed to be a stock suspension Malibu on 29s. Who else was on that slide? And you got some guys like DJ Grant, who has a 28-inch tire Mustang. Who else? You got some Chicago guys out there. Don Ye, who has one of the race. Don Ye has a big block back half Malibu. Guy named Tate, which goes by the name of Unfriendly Ghost. He has a big block stock suspension, Regal. Don Jay and Unfriendly Ghost, Tate, they both have Regals. Got guys like Turbo GT, got a Mustang, single turbo. Fizz. I think Biz has a Nitrous Power Mustang. Mick, you got back on the line yet?
Yes, sir, I'm back on the line.
Okay. All right. Do we have any more callers in the queue?
All right. 804-1541, your mic is open.
What's up, Rick?
Hey, what's up?
This is Kenny. Yeah, I'm calling in. I'm just listening to the show. I was listening when I heard you talk about that race next weekend at Capitol. I went down to Columbia Beach last week, and I was supposed to run Otis with my Chevelle, and he never showed up. So we made a couple of test passes, had some real bad passes, and I don't think I hurt the motor, but I'm going to leak test it this week. And I had a problem with my nitrous controller. And if I heard a piston or not. But anyway, I'm going to leak it. As long as it leaks halfway decent, I'll be at Capitol on the 29th for George and Welfare with it.
Okay. Good business there. Good business.
And then me and you were locking up on the 4.
Yeah.
Hey, Kenny.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this big George. I'm gonna be able to accommodate you with it, but I'm not gonna have my Camaro. I'm sitting a little different right now, so I am not gonna bring that Camaro back out. I'm doing some other things. So I got another car. It's stock suspension, but I ain't putting no cage. My grandson driving it. We'll try you, which. You're going to have to make it right.
Okay. Like I said, you know, I might have hurt the motor. But as long as it leaks 25% or less, shit, I'm going. I'm going on it because I'm going to do this Welfare Willis thing, win, lose,
did over the weekend. It was my own damn fault. I think I didn't set my controller right. But it goes from working out all week and not getting no damn sleep, my own fault. If I can pick I'll be there. I'm definitely going to be there either way because I told the guys I'll show up anyway. So I'm definitely going to be there on the 29th. Hopefully I'll be there with the car.
Yeah, well, I'm going to drive my grandson car. I mean, we'll make the race right, you know, and we'll make it happen. I'm just giving you a head up. I'm really getting ready for the fall. I mean, I got some people I want to deal with, so I'm not going to I'm sitting different right now.
That ain't no problem, Joe. You know we're working it. I know you'll be the last one that don't want to race, so I ain't got a problem with that.
Yeah, cool. So, I mean, we definitely accommodate you. Like I say, I'm really getting ready for the fall. So, I just refuse to let them guys come up here and think I'm not going to let them do it. So, I mean.
I got a guy I got to take you on the fall, too. So, I feel your pain on that, see?
Yeah. I gotta get that shit. What do they call them? Running bear or deer park water or something? What do they call them, Rick?
Running bear, yeah. Running bear. We coming up in there.
Yeah, I'm coming up in there. When I'm picking everything up to get in my way. That's right. I said it. Running bear said it.
Nah, they called you running bird. That's what
they said. Call me anything. They call me anything. As long as they don't call me late for supper.
I think the boys from Virginia coming in hard on the 4th.
That's right.
Yeah, y'all going to come in hard and go back soft.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. We sent y'all boys back soft double week, so ain't nothing wrong with that. If you can do it, more power to you, but we don't plan to let it happen. We got
exactly.
Plan for y'all.
The same sentiments on our side.
Yeah,
you know how it goes. It's racing. Somebody got to win. Somebody got to lose.
That's right.
Hey, Kenny, well, let me ask you this. My topic today was, is there a pecking order in grudge racing? So what I'm getting at was, say I came at you and said I won the race. And then you tell me, oh, nah, you need to go run so-and-so before you come step to me. Do you think that's the right thing to do, or is that just an easy way for a person to back out of a race?
Well, I guess you can look at it a couple different ways. Rick, I guess if you were a smart grudge racer and he knew you were probably fast, then they would probably want to work their way up the totem pole to get some easy races and make some money. But if you're like me, I get in my feelings sometimes. People call me out and I make races I probably shouldn't make. So, you know, me, I'm probably not a smart grudge racer. If you call me out and start talking shit to me, then I'm probably going to run regardless. And if I run and beat you, then I might have lost all the races up that ladder. So I guess you can look at it a couple different ways on that. You can look at that scared way, too. You're scared to race somebody, too. I guess there's all different kinds of ways you can look at that topic, which you just brought up.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a very well put answer of that. So I appreciate it. Like I said, I asked because I've been hearing this on like Dog Show and Pro Style Joe Show of racers telling other guys, you know, they need to go run somebody else first before they come to them. It was even brought to my attention about a race that
I guess getting big guys that's been racing for a while and they're on top and all. I guess just like being a fighter, you know. You can't run the champ until you make your way up to the champ. I guess, you know, that's a good point, too, you know?
I mean, I had that happen to me, too. A guy, I've been racing all year, and I've been kicking butt all year, and this guy, he built a Mustang, and the first one he going to jump on is me. And I told him just like this, no, you go run somebody else, and then you step to me. I mean, I have told him that, not because I was scared of him, because he may have beat me, or I may have beat him, but it's the fact that, you know, you kind of lose a little bit when you take a butt whipping, so let him run somebody else. If you done already beat the people, if you done already been fighting all year, and he done built a car, now he wants to come at you, you know, I'm just like the man said, just like being a fighter. You don't come to the top dog you got to work your way through my camp first. You got to earn the right. You got to earn the right to run me.
Okay, but what about the side of it where a racer says if he feel that you two are on the same level, and I mean this just could be the racer himself, but if he feel that you two are compatible as far as cars and ET, and he wants to go right at the man, what would be the problem we getting the race off?
In other words,
what I'm saying is, why deal with the other shit when you can go right to the man? If you want to be the man, they say you got to beat the man. So if you're going to the man,
if the cars are compatible in just about every way, I don't see no reason why you wouldn't run them. But you know, if a guy stepped to me, and all these guys riding this way, all of them know that I run a small block, but they come at me with big block with 700 cubic inch motors. And they want me to give them the back. We want me to give them the go. And I got to tell them, no, I ain't getting it to you. You know, you go and run somebody else. And if you want to get with me, you go and run somebody else in my camp, and you whoop them, and then you get a shot at me. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
But
in your case, are you just saying just for you, it will have to be somebody else in your camp, not
yeah.
just somebody else, period?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to get off into my camp, okay, so you come at me with a big block, and you just built this car, and you come at me, you know I got a small block, and you basically know exactly what it runs damn near, you know, and you come at me with a big block, I'm going to tell you no. I'm saying, you go run this big block over here in my camp, and then if you beat him, then you can get a shot at me.
Okay. So, but,
you know,
see,
then I'm going to get
a situation like that. That makes it seem like you are already faster than the big block.
Hello.
So that,
I'm trying to
if you trying to play, no, what I'm saying is if you're trying to play the game, then it's like if you're saying that, then I already putting that guy on a slower person because you already saying you faster than the other car in your camp.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so if you was trying to keep something under wraps, then you, like, let the cat out of the bag with that.
Yeah, well, it don't matter. It don't matter about that because, you know, like I say, big block, small block. Some big blocks, believe me, I'll sit beside them. But some of them, I want some, you know. And if I ask them to run, if they don't give me what I think I got to have to whip them or to be a compatible race, I put it that way, then I won't run them, you know. I mean, Wicked Bird, tube chassis car, back tube chassis big block, lightweight car. I got a back half car, small block. Quite naturally, I had to ask for some. You know, he gave me the back wheel. That's all I asked for. You know, and I don't think that's a whole lot to ask for. You know, is the back wheel. If you run a big block with that kind of cubic inch and running nitrous too with a lightweight car, you know,
right.
And then it might come a time. Okay, I beat him the last time, but you know. Wicked Bird has some problems, I know that, and we're going to set it up, we're going to do it again, the same race, and if I beat him, then I'll run him head up. It ain't like I'm running from him, you know, but just give me what I got to have to make it compatible. I don't want to go out there, you know, and I say, yeah, I mean, a lot of guys do it and get the shit whooped out of them, and they look bad, I'm going to tell you. When you get whooped by three or four colleagues, you have no business out there messing with the main to start with. You know, but the main give you what you ask for, and you get your butt whooped, you ain't got nothing to say.
Right.
You know, and I
well,
think
might see some of that on the fourth.
I mean, yeah, that's possible. You know, it's all in fair, you know, and that's the way I see it anyway. You know, I ain't trying to pick and choose. I'm just trying to be compatible with whoever I race.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take a couple more callers, and then we're going to pay some bills and keep the show rolling.
All right.
What we got, Mick?
410-1230. Your mic is open.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Hollywood. Hey, we're on for the 29th.
Okay. Well, Kenny was saying
right.
Somebody
I'm
had to get
Kenny,
file.
Yeah, we're on. We're for willing. We're ready. And let everybody know
Kenny,
we're going to be there.
Yes.
What?
I was asking, was Kenny still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still on the line. I just put my phone on mute.
Okay.
I mean, we,
yeah, we got Hollywood on the line. Yeah,
I'm ready for.
But yeah, I'm going to test my motor as long as I got a good lease. I'll be there on the 29th. I'll be there anyway, but I'll be there with the car.
All right. Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there the 29th. We'll be on that Sunday.
I had a little nitrous mishap last Saturday on a test pass, and I want to make sure everything's all right before I do it. But, yeah, we ain't scared to come up and race. So win, lose, or draw, it don't matter. But I'm not going to come up bad. The motor's hurt you bad, but I don't think it is. So, I still got a good
Just let Rick know something. Rick can get in touch with us.
Do
one
what,
way or another. I mean, if you're coming up, we'll just talk then. That'd be, you know what I mean? Well, it's all good. But we'll be there.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you ain't going to come up before that, are you?
No, I'm not coming up before that.
Yeah, because we're really like doing on Friday, but we'll do it Sunday. That's no problem.
Yeah, that's really the only way. Well, I mean, because of the grudge fest. I mean, I'm going to come up on a Friday. Are they open that Friday?
Yeah, we open that Friday. The thing is, Willie just had a baby, you know what I mean? So I guess he spent a little time over there. But, you know what I mean? We can do a Friday. We'd rather do it on a Friday. But, you know, if you want to do it Sunday, we'll drag it on up there and roll with it.
Yeah, I'll check. And, see, Friday is kind of hard for me because I'm in Richmond. I'm 3 hours away from y'all, and I'd have to take off work. And time is only bad for. I don't mind coming up on a Friday at all. It's just I have to leave work so damn early to drive 3 hours up there. Saturday would even be good too, because you know I have to work on Saturday. But so, you know, I'm like you. I really hate to fuck with a Sunday myself too, because time you get home from racing, you like to relax. Most people want to run on Saturday, relax on Sunday.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Are they running up at Saturday?
Yeah, they run Saturday. I think they run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend and next weekend. Oh, no, definitely next weekend, I think.
Okay. Well, they got a website. Don't you look on a website?
Yeah, that would be both weekends.
Yeah.
You got race events going on this weekend.
But, Ricky,
you got
Willie's number, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, he did say something about a Saturday, but, I mean, I think he'd rather prefer a Friday, but, I mean, if anything, we'll do the Sunday.
Well, just check with him, Hollywood, and let me know. Just check with him. I mean, let Rick know. And then do this. I mean, I don't mind. We're just coming up for that grudge fest, you know, I guess to put some people in there.
Well, you know what? If worst scenario, something happens, just come over and talk to us. I mean, we're straight. You know what I mean? If you got problems, that's cool. You know what I mean? We ain't trying to knock a man when he's down. If your car ain't running right, that, you know, just let us know. We'll work it out around.
Yeah, ain't no problem with that. Like I said, I'm coming either way because I'm a man of my word. I'm going to show up. I'm just going to check, make sure the car is all right. If I don't bring the car, then the car's messed up. But I want to come and race. I like the race. I love the race. So, I mean, that's what I really want to do.
But you pass around. Are you running George or are you just strictly coming up for us too?
Well, I guess coming up for y'all now, because George said his Camaro, something wrong with his Camaro. He's going to bring his grandson car, and they'd have to work with a different race or something like that. George's on up and up. He don't mind. I'm not really worried about George, because I know George will race. He really don't care.
Right, yeah. George don't care who he runs. That's true.
George don't care who he runs. So, I mean,
he's
ready to go. I'm not worried about George. I told George. He said he'd accommodate me, but if we wanted to give him something with his grandson's car or something like that, but we'll work something, man. No big deal. You know, I'm the same way. I like to race, too, so I like to go up at 100%. But hopefully I ain't hurt nothing, so my damn nitrous controller messed up.
Well, we don't hear from each other.
We tipped off some plugs, so I don't like to see that, but we'll see what happens.
If we don't hear from each other, if Rick don't hear nothing, you don't hear nothing from Rick, then we're on for Sunday. I'll talk to Willie tonight or tomorrow during the day, and we'll go over the plan, and then we don't hear nothing. We just, next Sunday, we'll be there.
Okay, that's not a problem. If you got anything, just tell Rick to call me. Rick got my number.
Yep, you got it, bro.
All right, Hollywood, I appreciate you coming on.
Yep. But yeah, I heard y'all was listening. I had to call Willie up and see what he wanted to do, and then I got back on. But yeah, we'll be in touch. Either way,
okay.
We don't hear nothing, it'd be Sunday.
All right.
That'll work.
Look forward to the race. All righty then. Nick, do we have any more callers in the queue?
Yes, sir. 2520919, your mic is open.
952-0919. Your mic is open.
Tricky Rick.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man? It's Brock.
Hey, what's up, Brock?
I can't call. Look, first I'd like to say thank you, man, for giving me the invite to come on the show. You called me earlier. And the fellow that I was calling to do a little advertising for my race this weekend at Outer Banks Speedway. 28s and 275s, baddest of the bad and grudge racing. I got some of the baddest 275 and 28s tall tire cars coming out here. I got 10 cars that I know of that's already confirmed for this race. It's all you got to do is come on 28s or 275s, no W's, no sissy sticks, so no time, no weight limit. You ain't got to ask everybody. Be as light as you want to be. Any motor combo, $100 entry fee, 100% payback, plus I'm putting $2,600 on the pot. I got Kenny Ford with PTC torque converters. Got a gift certificate from him. BP Racing Fuels is going to give up 5 gallons of C23 and a fuel jug or fuel of your choice, whatever you want that they got.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be in the house selling fuel at great prices. And that $100 entry fee, which is 100% payback, that's going on top of the pot. That includes two people with each car getting in, free food all day, VIP parking. And it's like I said, right now, so I'm putting $2,600 on top of the pot. So right now we're looking at $3,600 pot for this 28-275. We got grudge racing, test and tune all day. Gates open at 12. We'll open the lanes around 4 or 5 because I scheduled it to do it to open the lanes up later because it's been so hot. But then in my luck, this weekend it's supposed to high, supposed to get 80 degrees, and it's supposed to get down to like 72 at night. But anyway, mm-hmm. We're going to open the lanes up about 4 or 5 o'clock. If you go on grudgeracer.com, I think I posted it on smallblockposse.com. I know I got it on Yellow Bullet. A list of some grudge racers going to be there. Slim Williams called me up yesterday, said he was coming. He wanted to try something stupid. I think I might have something worked out between him and a local guy from down this way that he knows with a pro mod. It's an older, like an older style pro mod. It's a pro. Might have something worked out for them two to run. But, yeah, it's going to be a good day, man. The weather's looking good. It's a 30% chance of rain, but a lot of people have been calling me, asking me about that. But it's been like a 30 or 40% chance of rain here all week, and I ain't seen nothing. You know how that is. In the summertime, it's a 30% chance of rain all summer.
Yeah, well, most of the time, if it's 30%, you ain't going to get anything. But 40 is questionable, but only time I think you need to worry is when it gets up to 50%.
Yeah. And plus, you know, we're right down on the water, too, so it's kind of weird. You can see it come up when we can be at the racetrack racing at Outer Banks, which is in Crestwood, North Carolina, 426 Benson Road. But you can see the clouds come up, and it's because there's so much water around there. You know how clouds do. And when that rain comes up, it'll be moving, and then it'll get over top of that water, and it'll turn right around and go a different way. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep. Well, that sounds like an interesting racing, man. Maybe that's something that you could bring up here in Maryland. I know it's quite a few 28-inch tires and 275-inch tire guys up this way. So I'm sure that's something that would bring a lot of action up here.
Yeah, I do. On my show, I do like four shows. I do like two at Outer Banks and a couple at Northeast Dragway. But next year, I'm probably going to put them all on at Outer Banks. And most of the time, I do a little back half shootout for the smaller guys, you know what I'm saying? When I say smaller guys, I don't the big name guys, you don't know how fast everybody's going, but you can tell who's just about in that group, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I usually do one of those too. But just about all my races I do one of these 10-5 races. This is my first one doing 28s and 275s. I usually do 29.5 size, max size, no W's, but basically all the rest of the rules are the same. You know, as long as it's a 29.5, no bigger, true 10-5 tire, no wheelie bars, no chassis cars, and, you know, no weight limit, any motor combo, anything. So, Dabo called. I mean, Dabo posted. He said he might be coming down this weekend. I guess he thinks he's gonna put some 28s on there and come down here and mop up, get an easy win for him. But I got some guys are coming down flying. Gross for the Khmer. He's from Dumb Benson, Turbo Derek. He's from Raleigh Way. David Braxton with that Orange Demon. Full Moon Racing. Bobby Flippin. Bobby Flippin's coming with the S10.
Okay. Yeah.
So, it ain't gonna be no slouches.
Yeah, that should be some good action for Zabo right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, I appreciate you coming on. And anything I can do to help spread the word of your event, I would do. And I hope the event turns out well. You don't get hit by the rain. It's
yeah,
already raining
right
here, so I'm hoping it's clear.
Yeah, it's like a 80% chance tomorrow. It's supposed to rain all day tomorrow, but tomorrow we were supposed to, me and the track owner, we were supposed to go to the track and work on it. We were going to, you know, do the regular stuff, prep it, all that good stuff, let it marinate a little bit. But being that it's raining, we're probably just going to do all the other stuff and get up early Saturday morning and go down there and drag it and blow it and put the sticky icky on it and let it marinate all day in that sun until everybody gets there. So,
right.
You guys
have
to come on out.
Does Outer Banks have that problem with the dust flying across the track?
No. See, I'm going to clarify something up, too, also.
Well, I'm only asking that because I was there in, like, 2006 for a 10-5 race, and that was one of the problems there. There was a lot of dust flying across the track down the bottom end. But I haven't been
right
like this since, so I'm just asking.
Right, yeah. Well, see, a lot of people, Ivy Johnson, he's the owner, the original owner. He's the one that built the track. And then there was probably some dust at the big end, but last year, Jim Teachman and them leased the track. And they leased the track and had all these big ideas. And I like Jim, I ain't got nothing against him. They leased the track and had all these big ideas, but they kind of decided that they wanted to come there on Friday or Saturday morning and try to get everything ready and one day mow grass and get everything ready. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like that. When you run a track, when you got a racetrack and you run a racetrack, that's an all-week job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they would try to rush in there on Friday or Friday afternoon or Saturday and try to do everything. And I can't think of the guy's name. He's from up that way, Richmond area. He's got that Firebird, twin turbo Firebird, 10.5 outlaw car. Real pretty car.
Waverly Green?
That might be who it is. He came down there last year.
I know his last name
is
Green. I think Waverly might be his brother, but I'm not sure. I know it's Green, though.
Right. Yeah, he came down there last year. Yeah, turbo car. And he came down there last year and tore the car to pieces because on the big end, it was what they were doing to treat this track. It was sandy on the big end. They were treating it from the starting line to the finish line, and they were blowing it off and everything like that. And they were saying that, you know, the other end is fine because you're not under power, but that isn't true. You know, me and Ivy and his son were at the track today talking about it. We were out there today, blew from the starting line all the way to the finish line, blew out the cracks, everything, you know, all the dust, sand, what have you, all off the track. And see, they were only, when they were treating the track, when they were prepping the track, they were only spraying VHT from the starting line to the finish line. Ivy Johnson, the owner, his son, he treats the track. He treats it for all those years. He told me tomorrow when we spray it, or Saturday, if it rains tomorrow, he's going to spray from the burnout box all the way to the turnoff at the very end, half a mile down the track. He's going to spray the whole shutdown area and everything. I got 2 55-gallon drums of lane choice, and they said they got to use it all to get the track right. That's what they're going to do.
Okay.
So we're trying to – he's not – Ivy's taking back over. We're trying to get the name back out there that he's got the track back and that everything's going to be back on point. And, you know, I'm really trying to put that out there because the Peachmen's are good people and everything, but they kind of left a bad taste in everybody's mouth because they leased it last year, and everybody was kind of fed up with it. Then they had it up until Brown's last race, and they had it at Brown's last race, too, and they were just so unprepared. It was oil downs. They didn't have nothing really to clean it up. And it was out of Brown and Brown, William Brown in his control, really. You know what I mean?
Right.
They were just, it was a bad situation, and I hated it for them, but it wasn't nothing that I could do or they could do. They just didn't have no way to clean. They were having oil downs after oil downs, and they didn't have nothing to clean the track with. Nothing.
Wow.
So I'm trying to put that out there that the Johnson family, Ivy Johnson, have been taking the track over. If not, it's going to be like old times. You're going to have to wear the track's always on kill, even when the Teasmans had it, it was on kill. But it was just the downtime and stuff like that. They couldn't go about it quick enough. You know what I mean? As far as if they had an oil down, they were taking like an hour and a half before you were back up and running.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Nah,
we're running
a
whole lot of people off real quick.
Oh, yeah. You got a thousand spectators out there, you know, watching racing, and for an hour and a half, they ain't doing nothing.
All right, Brock, well, I appreciate you coming on again, and, you know, like I said, I hope your event turns out well and you don't have to deal with this rain.
Right. Well, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you having me, man.
Anytime I can help.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. No problem.
All right.
All right, Mick, yeah, let's pay some bills, and then we can come back and finish up the rest of the show.
All right.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRV manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. PRV's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRV Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Tricky Ricky.
Yes, sir. All righty, we're back. Well, I guess for the rest of this segment of the show, we're just going to talk about who racing and who faking. Because we got a whole lot of people up here in Maryland got a lot of mouth about they want to do this and want to do that, and really ain't nobody doing nothing. So trying to figure out who's the faker and who's the racer. Also, I made a comment on the local message board today, and I feel the need to
put it out there for everybody to hear, because you shouldn't welch on the bet. A bet is a bet, whether you got to pay Punk out, whether you got to pay up, whatever the case may be. If you lose the bet, you need to pay up. Now, the story goes like this. A guy by the name of Mr. Jimmy Cash made a bet with a friend of mine named Sammy. Jimmy made a comment to Sammy saying that we wouldn't get back to a certain ET. And since that statement was made, we've bettered that ET. And now Mr. Jimmy Cash is welching on the bet. He don't want to pay the man his money. So to get out of paying the money, his comment reversed back to, oh, well, how much nitrous is he spraying in the motor to run what he running? That's really irrelevant. The point is, you lost the bet. Pay up. So, now, it was also said on the board today that Wiki Bird wanted to give Mr. Jimmy Cash a late birthday present, which they were trying to race tomorrow. But as Mr. Crane said, that's not going to happen due to everything that's going on tomorrow. So if either one of them or Jimmy's sidekick Paul is listening, I would like them to chime in, that's Jimmy Cash or Wiki Bird, to chime in on the phone line and let us fans know exactly what the stipulations of this race is that they are talking and so forth. And if Jimmy out there listening, you know, he's free to call in and speak his piece on what I just said.
All right. Well, while we wait, can we get some other callers off the waiting? Off the line waiting?
Yeah, I was getting to that. So let's go right ahead.
All right. 804-7584. Your mic is open.
Ricky.
Yes, sir.
What's up, brother? This is Big Gene with the horse.
Not too much. I was trying to work on this race car and got rained on and had to stop. So now I'm just sitting here looking at it.
Yeah, I'm dropping mine off too tonight. Look, we're coming to Maryland on the 4th. We're looking for some action with that conventional air car.
Okay, well, now correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought y'all was trying to settle something on Facebook. You and Yick Motorsports were trying to do something, right?
Me and him?
Or was that just talk? Charles Tate, Yick Motorsports.
He, I don't think he really wants to do a whole lot. I can get him at the beach anytime.
Okay. Well, he asked me to text him if y'all got out of line. But for some reason, I can't send out any messages.
If he wants it there, if he wants it on the 4th, he can get it on the 4th. But I'd soon get some new blood on the 4th.
Okay. Well, have you had him?
Charles?
Yeah.
No, I ain't run Charles yet.
Okay, so that would be some new blood. But other action, I don't know. Have you and Wiki Bird discussed the rematch?
No, I got word he didn't like that race after he took it. He didn't like it. He said he got set up or something. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't like it.
Really? If it was a rematch, what else could I give him? That ain't much left to give him.
Well, what was the race? Was it the back tire break?
I gave him the back tire break the first time.
Oh, well, maybe you can give him everything in drag race.
Well, what fun is that? If I got to give him the back tire and the break and the clear, and the, I ain't, like the man said earlier, I got to give all that. I ain't got no business racing him.
Well, you know, I guess for some people it's called tickling they fancy, I guess.
Well, you know, if you didn't have your plate full, that might not be a bad one there, but, you know, you got your plate full that day.
Yeah, I would have to take the same thing. I'm not going to lie to you, man.
You got to take what?
I would have to take the backside and the kick.
Well, you know, you might could get that. I don't know.
But yeah, as you said, right now my plate is full, so.
Yeah, your plate full. Well, if you got anybody ask you, you know somebody you can lock in with.
Okay. Do they have to sit like you? That was the topic on the middle show today.
No, they don't have to sit like me. I'm open. I'm open for about anything.
Okay. Have you and Sean discussed any race?
Big Sexy?
Yeah.
No. I can't run him. I ain't got the motor to run him.
Okay. Well, maybe that's what Wicked Bird's saying. He didn't have the motor to run you. That's why y'all set him up.
Yeah, me and him had the same motor. I got a Vista, one carburetor. Well, nothing special about mine.
It had to be if you feel like you set him up.
He can feel like it all he wants. A whole lot of people that lose feel that way.
All right. Yeah, that was the kind of point. That's the point I was getting at. But, yeah, okay. Well, maybe he's on the line listening so he can clear his name. But, yeah, in the meanwhile, if we find somebody else, then get you some action up here on the 4th.
Yeah, I didn't want to drive all the way to Maryland with nothing on the line.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I'm going to call Mr. Adam Howard for you tomorrow. See if he's ready. Got a little vague. I'm going to do something.
Well, you see if you can do this, let me know.
Will do. Will do.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Anytime. Who else do we have waiting? Nick?
All right. 202.
Oh, wait. Before you say that. Now, I did get a text message from a fellow friend of mine saying that he was going to make a call out in the later part of the show. They have a 10-5 car, and he says that they are ducking him. So, sir, whoever that is with that background noise, thank you. My brother, whoever this person is, please send me the number so I can send it to Mick, and then we can get y'all on the phone together and get this thing going. All right, sorry for that interruption, Mick. You can go ahead.
No problem. 202-2166, your mic is open. Your mic is open.
Hello? You pressing the 1 button? It'll take your phone off mute.
It is? They're
still here. We ain't gonna hang you up.
Yeah, we ain't going to hang you up. Maybe you'll figure out how to work your phone and just come in when you get it right. All right, next person.
All right. 202-7381. Your mic is open again.
Hey, what's up? No, Rick, I ain't cut off. I was just getting back on. I'll put back on mute.
Okay.
This is yours. I just got cut off.
All
right. That's all the callers for now, Ricky. I did, however, post your question on Facebook on the Grudging fan page. And one person said that's just another way for the top dogs to get out of racing people.
Okay. Well, that's the way I've been kind of feeling. I just wanted to take the poll about it because, as I said, I've been I've been having problems with that. I'm having a hard time getting on. Okay. Big Sexy, I guess, wants to talk to Gene. He said he's having a hard time getting on the show. Would you happen to have his number? Nick?
No, sir, I do not.
Okay. Well, I can't text, so I'm going to have to just tell it to you. Give him a call, 843-506-2754.
What was the last 4? I'm sorry.
2754. Yeah, I've just been hearing this whole subject of people saying it's got to race somebody else before you race them, and that just don't make no sense to me, bro. I don't see why. Mr. Holden.
Hey. Ooh, what's happening?
What's good, buddy?
Not much, man. Not much. I was listening to the show there a little bit. Just want to say what's up to the fellas. Coming up to Colonial Beach. What is that, on the 4th? Is that the 4th? Labor Day weekend?
The 4th?
The
4th is at MIR.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm coming up at on Labor Day weekend. I don't even know what date that is. It's Labor Day weekend.
That's September the 1st.
Yeah, September the 1st. Yeah, you know, all my days run together, bro. But, yeah, coming up to support
the Boston
Bruins
old
shootout. You're right. But coming up, looking for some action. I think me and Kenny might be getting it on that day, and also the Wright brothers and Kenny are getting it on that day. And I know we're bringing Big Sexy and this little Lumina car that we got, this little Z34 car we got. Might be looking for some action with it too.
Cool. What's up?
So I'm looking for some action, man. I mean, I can do more than one race. I mean, you know, I got a pretty good motor, so it won't just blow up on one race, hopefully, anyway. So,
yeah, well, if you remember what I said to you earlier today, you got to slow that conversation down before you talk yourself out of some stuff.
Me and Pete, we would cut the fool a little bit, you know.
Yeah, well, you know how that cutting the fool can go. You know what I mean? See, you think you playing. Somebody going to take you literally. And, man, I can't mess with that, man.
Well, you know, that separates the real races for the fake jokers. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because the car is not even a custom back half. It's the old-style back half. You know what I'm saying? With a nice motor in it. I mean, if you really want to race, you really feel that you can beat me, you know, you just hope that my driver make a mistake or you just get by, you know.
Right.
So I have a lot of respect for Kenny and some of these other dudes that are actually stepping out there and just saying, you know what, you're a big mouth, and I'm going to shut your mouth up. Let's line up. Pick your lane.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. I asked this question. Yeah. I don't know how long you've been listening, but I asked this question, and it was my topic for today. Do you think there's a pecking order in grudge racing? Meaning, if somebody came to you and said they wanted to race, and you tell them, nah, you need to go race such and such and such first before you step to me. Do you think that's relevant?
I would never tell anybody that.
Okay.
Yeah, I would never tell anybody that because, number one, grudge racing is like a hustle, you know what I'm saying? So, therefore, my game is that if I know it's somebody that I'm going to race and it's going to mess up my other races, 9 times out of 10, I will push them off. But as far as somebody coming to me wanting to race and they sitting just like me, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to race.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And if they're not quite like me, if they make the race right, you know, like if they come with a Top Sports and Pro Mod style car, if they make it right, you know, that's another thing, we still might race. But a lot of times when someone comes to you with that, it's just pretty much like they really don't want to race and they're really scared that they're going to lose. But, hey, somebody got to win, somebody got to lose, you know. Everybody can't win all the time anyway.
Right. Well, as I said to everybody else, that was pretty much the gist of what I thought. And I wanted to ask that because I've been hearing those comments made quite a bit on other shows, message boards, and as I said, it was even brought to me about a local person saying that I should make them wait or run somebody else first because they haven't raced anybody. I don't personally think that really matters. You know, you feel as though you can beat them, run them.
Yeah, exactly. And again, we're grudge running, not class racing. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, my deal is, if I think I can beat you, I'm going to grab your hand. Let's get together. Let's do a little something. I'm calling you, looking for you. You know, even stalking you sometimes. Depends how bad I want to reach you. I called a
group. Yeah, you stalk quite a few people on Facebook, I must say.
I'll call them. I'm not going to get nasty with you, nothing like that, because, you know, at the end of the day, I still want to be your friend. You know what I'm saying? I want to be like, oh my God, I hate that big motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? He made me sick. I want to be your friend. You know, we can still be friends after the race.
Right.
I called a dude the other day about racing, and he hadn't returned my phone call. But from what I understand, pretty much he's more or less not really into the grudge racing scene or whatever, but, you know, when, I'll sit back and I'll wait. I'm locked in the Troublemaker this morning for August 18th. Man, we're trying to race, man. We're trying to, ain't no use having these cars. And you take them to the track and you show them off, and, you know, then you get on certain sites, oh, nobody don't want to race. That's bullshit. You just got to ask the right people. Somebody want to race. Even every time, sometimes you might have to get up a spot or two or something. Somebody want to fucking race out there.
Okay, where's that race at?
It's going to be in Piedmont, up in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah, Troublemaker, they kind of get their, they want to get their revenge. We raced back in 2009 when I had a small block in my car. And they had a big block, big tires. I had a small block, little tires. And we raced, and he had a little mishap with his motor or something like that. Something happened. I don't know. But just, I guess he's trying to get his revenge or whatever. So just going to go ahead and get it on.
Well, the Troublemaker is a nice, that's a nice car. For those who don't know, the Troublemaker is a, is that a 70 or 71 split bumper Camaro?
It's a 70, I think. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, very nice car.
Okay.
Well, best of luck. You don't have any other action going on before then?
We're going to Darlington on Saturday. If the rain holds off, we're supposed to run a Big Earl, but as everybody knows, Big Earl had a Bruce as the owner of the car. He had a little mishap up in Texas with his car or whatever, and he got T-boned. So we're looking for some action, man. Tony Wright was talking, so, you know, we might just go ahead and get him 1-1 or something like that with his Nova, if he accepts or whatever. If not, I'm still looking. I'm definitely looking for action on this weekend and next weekend because they're having another show down there. So it would be cool if some of the back half guys that was up that way would step up to the plate. I mean, I'm coming back up there, so we can do a rematch, win, lose, or draw, or whatever, you know. So,
right.
And plus, they're getting paid for their mileage to come down here. So we just want to share some of the love, get some other guys to step up. I see him all big, but I'm a big pussy cat.
Yeah, I hear you. But you got, for you to be a pussy cat, you need to stop barking so much on the board. You know that stuff gets out.
Hey, I tell you, sometimes I have to bark and bite. I hate to do it, but you know, hey, it comes with the territory, I guess.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, Gene was on. I don't know if Gene was really trying to do anything. He did say that he couldn't do nothing with you, but maybe, like you said, if you made the race right, he would try something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm bringing a car up here that's just going to be similar to Gene's car. Bringing an Lumina up here, Z34 old school. Hell, I don't even know what the hell it is. It's old school something. One of my cousins bought it, and we're trying to race a little bit with that. So, I mean, Peter and I, we talked a little bit about the car, but the car is pretty much on like one system right now, whatever. So, you know, it's not to a point of where you can give up a whole bunch of spots with it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it is a big block. I mean, it's not a humongous block, but it's a big block.
Okay.
We're bringing it up there every day weekend, so try to see what we can get going with it.
I don't hear Pete. I don't hear. Gene chiming in, so maybe he doesn't want no parts of that.
But you're doing a good job on your show, man. Proud of you. Guys, I'm glad you and JC got your race locked in. So finally we can go ahead and get this over with. But
you and me both.
It was a struggle, so I mean, but it's cool, man. It's cool. So you got two good guys that are trying to race, so go ahead and put all the BS behind and go ahead and race. So.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say, I was starting to think it was a lot of BS in the game there for a minute with the amount of time it was taking to, you know, lock a race in. I didn't think it took that long to lock a race in. But,
you know, sometimes we run into little holdups in there, but, you know, both parties really, really want to race real bad. You know, they'll go ahead and kind of like meet in the middle and go ahead and get it done, you know? I mean, that's what the racing game is about. It's too much bullshit that's in the game now instead of folks just saying, well, bump it, we like to do this, we're going to do it, we're going to give our word, we're going to do it, so let's do it, you know? So glad you guys went ahead and decided to go ahead and get straight and put everything else to the side and get it done, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, if we find you somebody, then I guess we'll chime you in.
Okay.
But until then, I appreciate the comments and the love for the radio show.
Okay. All right, man.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. Nick, do we have anybody else?
Yes, sir. Mr. Barnes, your mic is open.
How you doing, Tricky Ricky? I was trying to give you a call this evening. I was just listening. Who was the gentleman you were just speaking to? I came in kind of late.
That was Mr. Sean Holden, Big Sexy.
That's Big Sexy, yeah. I met him, a top-notch guy. And, you know, I was listening to him. He got a voice that's, he got a voice that's a mixture of Mario and Crew Chief. He got a mixture of the two. I was trying to figure, is that Mario talking? You know, I said, no, it's not like Crew Chief, you know. He got, his voice go between both. I met him up in Piedmont, and actually I seen him in I think he was in what is it, Red Springs, Thunder Valley. I think I met him there too. And man, he put on in Piedmont. You know, he did his thing. I mean, he really did his thing. So nice guy. You know, he's definitely racing. We do got some. You know, we do have Leroy out of Chicago. I don't know, do you know Leroy?
Yeah, I know Leroy. I've been trying to get in touch with Leroy to get them two hooked up, but
yeah,
I haven't been able to catch
Leroy. Yeah, Leroy want to dance with him now. Leroy.
Yeah, that's
you
what know, they said. They done talked a couple times, but I tried to reach him this weekend, and I couldn't, and really I've just been a little busy this week, so I haven't had a chance to call him back.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Leroy is looking to dance a little bit, and he heard, you know, that Big Sexy, you know, likewise. And so, you know, when you got two men like that, you know, I tried not to let him know the way Big Sexy made, who was that he ran up there in Piedmont?
That was Melvin in Triple M Silver Bullet, Lil S10.
Yeah, man, was that a properly matched race?
Yeah, pretty much, we had to run straight off the trailer since he said that the car didn't look the way he thought it was supposed to look. So we took a gamble and race straight off the trailer, and we looked up and won.
Man, I don't know if that was all luck, man. It looked like some skill and some horsepower. I mean, luck don't look like that. I mean, and what I see now. But I understand, you know, call it what you want. But I'm gonna follow it up under the category of horsepower and skill. You know.
Yeah, we kind of got lucky a little bit. That's all. Kind of got lucky.
That all. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah. This is a modest guy, man. Can you hear that? Can you hear that modesty in his voice?
Yes, sir. When I hear a man talking like that, but let me tell you, I visualize something totally different. You know,
I hear him talking.
Yeah, exactly.
But I see a saber-tooth tiger sharpening his teeth. You know, I'm just like, you know, just constantly filing his teeth down. You know what I'm saying? Get them right.
I guess, man, I'm like this. You know, I never try to underestimate the ability of my opponent. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody has a fast time. So, you know, we just got lucky on that day. The little truck, it runs good. Though. Runs real good.
Has there been any discussion of a rematch?
They're talking about it, but they said they'll call whenever they get straight. So, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to.
Yeah, they ain't quite right yet.
But I would like to get up with Leroy, though. I've been trying to get a hold of him, and I asked Ricky about trying to get a hold of him.
You don't worry, because he taught me pretty much every hour on the hour to let me know that he want to race somebody. So it won't be long. He got me everybody, hour on the hour. But now, I had kind of told him, I said, don't look at the video, Big Sexy, and I said, don't look at that, because that's going to be discouraging to you, Yeah. Let me tell you, I looked at the video again. But I got it, and it's at some point, Gunner Peter put it on Good Heat. For those who haven't seen it, hopefully it'll be up, tomorrow. But let me tell you this. They kept saying, is it Harry Yoder that drives the truck?
Yeah, he drives the truck, yeah.
They kept saying that Harry Yoder got treed, but he didn't get treed. I mean, it might have been a tree. I mean, he didn't get treed. He didn't get left at the tree. The tree wasn't set down on him or nothing like that. It was the fact that the car pulled away so fast, it looked like he got treed. Ricky, if you ain't never seen, that's something you see, Ricky. You need to see it. The car pulled away so fast, it made it look like the man was laid on the tree. The man probably had an old pole light or something, And the car pulled away from him so fast.
Mm-hmm.
It made him look like he was late.
Hey, so did y'all tell Red that he wouldn't get no crackers and soda or some shit?
No, he's picky about his races, but he's hardly ever late. He's hardly ever late. It's got to be something real bad going on with the car for him to be late on the light. So, as long as he stays happy, he said he couldn't really. We had the car set up, he couldn't really see out of it, so he was grouchy over that. So I guess that's why he took his anger out on Harry-O, I guess. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, he did that now, and somebody said, "What was the story? If Harry-O get beat out the gate, what was gonna happen?"
Yeah. Mike Hill said that if Harry-O got beat out the gate, that Harry-O was gonna get fired. So, if you look at the video, I said, and they cut a piece of it off, I said, well, hell, so Mike Hill's truck, hell, he'll leave early.
Yeah.
Mike's cool. He's cool. It was a good race, man. Pro Stock Joe, no matter what folks say about him, I'm not a when the big-time fan is. We're all right now. But he really coordinated that race real well because at first, they wasn't gonna do anything, man. They saw the car and it was no. Mm-mm. So he kept nagging them, man, until finally they decided to do the race. They lowered the pot down a little bit, but it almost ended up getting back to where it was supposed to be at from the start. But he nagged those guys and he caught straight down the middle.
46 minutes of nagging, may I add?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, indeed. So it was a good race, man. Hopefully, we do get rematches. So whenever they get straight and want to come back for a rematch, hey, we're ready.
And but now, since you said that, though, Harry-O got beat on the tree. Who drives the Mighty Joe Young car?
Ronnie Gardner.
Okay. What is his name again?
Ronnie Gardner.
Ronnie Gardner. Did Ronnie Gardner get beat on the tree?
Well, Mike left early. But it seemed like he was right on top of Mike when he left.
Did you see that video?
Yeah.
Did you see that video?
Yeah.
Did you stop it at the 60 foot?
No, I didn't. No. I was just trying to collect.
Well, look at the video and tell me what you see at the 60 foot. And then tell me what you see at the 200 foot. Now, if Knight did go red, but Renner Gardner had to cut a double O light. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, he was on.
He races a whole lot, and he builds a car. So I mean, you know, and Piedmont's basically down the street a little bit, down the road some from his shop. So I mean, you know, he can go there pretty much and test. I mean, Mike races a whole lot too, but you know, Mike's been having a little bit of handling problems with his car a little bit, you know. So I guess all that plays into effect, you know.
But, it does.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, but do you think? I mean, assuming that everybody stayed in everything. Did you get a chance to see? And I'm trying to put you on the spot here. Did you get a chance to see the run?
Well, I mean, I was standing behind both. I was standing behind the cars, and I mean, the question would be: did after Mike saw pretty much that he read it, did he lift or did he stay on the car? But
I got a question. If you lift, do flames shoot at the car?
Not out of mine. I mean, you know, mine only shoots flames when it's like, you know, on it.
The reason I'm saying that, you know, from the video, I was on the side, and I looked at the video a couple of times. Matter of fact, I was on Good Heat Now. If you go on there, the flame, you know, he got 2 foot of flame shooting out both sides from the 60 foot, you know. You know, to at least, you know, 650 feet anyway.
Uh-huh.
Now, so I don't know if he was half throttle or not. You know, I ain't familiar with, you know.
Wait a minute now, Jay.
I can't let you talk about Mike without having Mike on the line. Can y'all get Mike Hill on the line?
I know. Mike, my partner, cries with Dago. I can't say nothing to you about that.
Well, I ain't saying nothing about him. All I said was that he had 2 foot of flame on both sides. He did. The video will tell you that. I mean, that ain't, you know, you put up, GrudgeInc.us and look at the video that says Mike Hill get a hole something in his ass. You click on that link, you'll see it.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's what it says. I mean, that, you know. I'm just trying to say what the link is. I'm not talking about
right.
Mike personally.
Right.
I'm just saying that's what the link reads.
Yeah.
So you said that's what the link reads.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not, you know, personally talking about Mike. I'm just saying if you go on GrudgeInc.us and when you go down to the general board,
uh-huh.
And it says something to the effect that see Mike get a hold of something in his ass or Mike. You know, something, you know, it was something with a hole something in there. So just click on that link. And you see that video is. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, it ain't nothing about Mike personally. You know, that's what the.
No.
I have to tell you what the link is.
Right.
Wait a minute. I still got to get Mike on here now. I can't let y'all just talk about Mike like that. I'm about to say Mario. Damn. Do you see Mike's number?
By now, believe me, he been wore that one button out by now.
No, I don't see Mike's number on here.
Hold on,
can
you get Mike
on
the phone?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, can you get Mike Hill a call, man, so he can defend himself against these cats,
it ain't Big Sexy. Don't blame Big Sexy for stuff I'm saying. That's me. I'm the one talking. And the only thing I asked Big Sexy was, you know, did he see it? You know, did he see it? And if he didn't see it, you know, I'm just telling him the video so he can see it. You know, that's all.
I was behind the car. I saw it. I mean, but you know, I know Mike had been going through a few little handling problems with his car, and he probably pretty much had it set up with you, just try to make it down the track or whatever, you know?
Now, so, lady, I mean, it looked like a good pass to me, you know? I mean, it didn't do nothing crazy. I think one of the issues that he told me, he said, that he had was that he didn't know, you know, he didn't test in that lane, you know?
I was off.
You know, but let me ask this, and this is something a little bit. Now, what... you know, when he was in the Manager Joe Young was staging his nitrous system stuck, purge
right.
system stuck.
Right.
Now, is that typical? Is that car? I'm not that familiar with it. Is that a two bottle car, three bottle car?
It's a two bottle car.
And so would that be, is there any way of knowing which bottle was losing pressure?
I mean, I'm pretty sure Ronnie knew which one it was, but I mean, you know, as far as looking on the outside, I mean, you probably couldn't tell because probably there's probably two purges on there somewhere or two that run into
uh-huh.
one or something. I mean, you know. But,
so one of them bottles has a very low pressure because that, I mean, how long would you estimate from the time it got stuck to the time the car left passed?
Oh, man. It, it actually purged for a while, man. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, right there at the end, I mean, you know, if Mike was a dirty racer, you know, he would have tried to pull old boy out there for a minute, hold Ronnie out there for a minute, you know, but Mike
yeah.
was classic type team, so, you know, they went ahead and stayed and did what they had to do, you know.
Yeah. I mean, but that, you know, I don't know how you got them things separated, but that bottle couldn't have had too much in it.
Not much.
I mean, that pressure had to be real low.
Yeah, it purged for a while. I was like, oh, Lord.
Uh-huh. So, you know, that being said, now what I'm leading to is that means he ran on one kit.
Well, I'm not going to say he ran on one kit, but I don't know how much nitrous was in the bottle. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as far as pressure-wise, I mean, you know, if the pressure was, really, the pressure sometimes doesn't go out, like, really, really that fast. But, he had more than one on there. You can believe that.
well, if he had four, whatever he did, he ran off of one bottle anyway. Because that bottle.
I think he ran off one bottle and a quarter. But now, with pretty much most of the cars now, like with my car, we got both bottles tied in together. So that even if one bottle is leaking a little bit, it's not even out the
uh-huh.
flow of the nitrous on both bottles.
Okay, I see. Yeah, that makes sense.
That little, it goes around the both bottles, and
yeah.
it hooks both of them in together.
I got you. Yeah, you know, but you know that was a good run. I think. So if that race happened again,
mm-hmm.
what you think? Same track, same
well,
race.
With Mike and Ronnie Gardner.
Yeah.
I think Mike will be a little better prepared.
Okay. Well, that's good being prepared, but will he win?
I really don't know.
Mick, can you get Mike on the phone? I can't stand to talk about that man.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on. 404-6381. Your mic is open.
You all right?
Mike.
How you doing?
Who that talking about me over here?
Is that Mike or you?
J Ball. That J Ball talking about me?
That's the one and only.
Mike, I ain't saying nothing, hey. Mike. I ain't saying nothing, Mike. All I know is Big Sexy said that the fact that when you went red, that you might then have the throttle all the way to the flow. And I asked him, when you're at half throttle, do you have, you know, flames shooting out both sides of the car 2 feet at half throttle?
Oh, I was on the flow now. I'm always on the flow now.
Hey, Mike, I was trying to save you, boy. You messed it up.
Oh, no. It's all good. It's all good. Shit, I mean, you got
Mike. Do you think that he have both of his bottles going together into one line? Is that the typical way that you do a two bottle car, or do you do it on separate lines to the system?
Everybody do that. I mean, some people do two. I mean, some people separate, some people still. You know, I mean, that's just
what kind of effect.
Some people run three systems out of one bottle.
That what kind of effect does it have with the car with that purge system sticking like that? And
does it have an effect at all?
Oh, I mean, anytime it's bleeding the nitrous down, I mean, you dropping pressure, but I mean, who's to say it didn't help the situation either? You know.
Well, that's true.
Everybody look at it like it might have hurt it.
Yeah.
Like it probably hurt him, but it actually might have helped him.
Exactly. I mean, you're right. It could have saved traction.
Oh yeah, exactly. You know, so we don't know that to be true, but I mean, it's just a possibility of it, just as well.
Yeah. With everybody listening, given another race at the same track, you know, same conditions, different conditions, same track, you know, what you think? I mean, how would you call the race?
I mean, I think anytime you run, it's going to be a tight race. Yeah, you come to win just like me. I mean, I go back out there right now. Yeah, I would probably went back out there the same night. You know what I'm saying? I feel like both cars are equal, pretty close. So, ain't nobody going to run away from nobody right there. You know, I ain't going to run away from him. But, I mean, shit, we racing. Can't be scared. You got two good cars, two good motors, and two good drivers and tuners. So, I mean, shit.
And, did you look at the video? Have you looked at any of the videos of the,
Yeah, look though.
What we all know what your reaction time was, but what do you think his was?
It had to be pretty good. I mean, he had to be pretty sharp on the street. But I mean, it's hard to tell because if a man red light in the other lane, if one man red light, you drag. Most of the time, you drag the other man. I mean, it's just like
you didn't have to think
the other man gonna lead pretty fast too. So, I mean,
all right, now I got to play Willie Dawgs here. Now, Mike, what Jay's trying to say is, you red lit, and he just asked Sean, did he see the video and stop it at the 60-foot? So, basically, Jay's saying you red lit and was still beat by the 60-foot.
No, hell, I wouldn't.
Ricky, did I say that? No, I just want to make sure. I just asked the question, did you look at the 60-foot? I didn't make no. But now, Mike, did you look at the 60-foot?
Did I stop the camera?
Did you stop it and look?
What the hell I need to look at the camera for when I'm on the racetrack? I'm actually one race. I knew I was. Hell, I know he was. I'm gonna leave first and a man gonna kiss me at the 6 foot. With Jay Vaughn don't realize it don't if you had videos from the other side of the racetrack. It'll look like I was a car in front of my Joe Young. All that camera angle. But he did make a good run. Hell, I did too. And I shut off early. So, you know, I mean, I ain't taking nothing away from him. Now they made a damn good run.
But it ain't you gonna say tonight, but the run that he made, you could top that.
Or better. I can run with it, you ran up ever. No, I mean, hell, ain't no doubt about that. Ain't no question in my mind.
All right,
Hold on, What car went down the lane I had to go down?
Nobody.
All right, then. I had to make up for even going down the lane that nobody had been down. So I that was all. But that's I had to make, you know
what I'm saying? What I had to do. Without that difference?
Yeah. But too late with that now.
But now, I was just trying to remind Tricky Ricky that he got Mike Hill on here telling everybody that you can run that damn number that Mike Joe Young ran, and Mike Joe Young gonna hear that shit.
Yeah, hit the switch.
You gonna hear Mike Hill?
I know I can run the number. I don't feel like no other pro mod out there, no faster than mine.
Mike, that's not a good thing to feel like, you know. Yeah, that's
But we know they are faster pro mods. They are faster pro mods.
I said, are you hear what I ended what I said? I said, none of these grudge.
You don't think that with the change the subject a little bit, the sniper car, not sniper car, but the dog, I think it's the one that holds the Jones belt.
Oh.
Each time everybody we talk about racing, they Dolph Kemp kind of reluctantly put that car out there
fast right now.
And if that's the car with the belt, do you think it should be conservative? You know, should it be held back and the other car put forward, or should the car with the belt be presented?
Yeah, you need to start saying shit straight. I don't quit trying to beat around the bush people. About how you what you trying to say is they dug in Marty Joe Young with the vet and want to put the other 6-9 on. Say what you gotta say.
I didn't say that, man. You said that.
That what you trying to say?
that was just like him saying that Sean see the video of y'all at the 60-foot.
I didn't say
that. You acting like we all bone your thing. That's what you're trying to say now, dude. And I understand both sides to that. I think what my Joe Young is saying is y'all beat me with the Corvette and got the belt. I want that race back. So, you know, why wouldn't y'all run me again with it? You call me slipping that day, and I mean, they trying to say my Joe Young ain't the same as he was then. And I mean, I understand that. But are they the same? We don't know.
We don't know that either. But now this is look at it from my point of view, Mike. All right, let's look at it from my point of view. You know, I've heard of the cars, but I'm not familiar with neither car. I've heard of them, but wasn't familiar to just until recently. All right, all I know is that, you know, according to what everybody say, that I think the Dragon has the Jones belt. That means that's the same thing. What I'm saying that. They get on Mississippi Joe about if he got that belt, and if somebody tap him on the shoulder to challenge him with that, you know.
I mean, I agree.
So
should
he be able to duck that?
I mean, if you can't, that's a hot deal right there. But to me, if you can't answer, yeah, you might well hand the fiddle to him. You know what I'm saying? I understand both sides.
But not Mike. Okay, let's move beyond that. Let's move Snipe out the way, for example. And we got your car and Mario camp car in the same camp. And for this instance, we'll say your car is faster, because I don't know which is, but we'll say your car is faster. If a man come and tap you on the shoulder and try to and lock in Mario's car, do you supposed to, because you feel that he might whoop that car, do you supposed to say, no, you can't race that one, but run this one?
If it was me and Margaret in that situation, we probably would have been like, all right, we'll run you on such place where we figure we got just as much advantage. And that's probably what the move Sniper should have made, was all right, not run Maggiano where they feel like they got advantage, and vision that Maggiano can't produce that fast number.
Right. Jay, you saw you weren't listening to my show earlier? Because that's pretty much what you asking Mike here right now is pretty much what my topic was about. Is there a pecking order in who run who and when? So same thing. Had you heard? I said I wanted to run Mississippi Joe. Mississippi Joe tell me I'm a nobody, and I need to run so and so and so and so first before I run him. Is that a good way of just ducking out of a race?
or do you feel as though that's legit? And that's kind of like the same thing with what y'all are saying about, well, they don't want to run this car in the camp, but you can run this car.
Right, but see, you know, going back to the way, the way we presented the grudge, and right now, I'm just using the rule. I mean, grudge racing is what it is. We can't make it be something that it's not. But, according to grudge racing, if I'm trying to run a particular car, that's the car I want to run. And you can duck. But now what we were saying, what we have said, you can duck as long as you're not a champion. Once you become a champion, you can't duck that race. And that if somebody taps you on the shoulder, you're supposed to get them a date and a time, a track and a time, if you're a champion now.
Okay, but now you kind of cushion that by saying also that, a certain deposit or a certain amount of money got to be met before you can even challenge the person.
No. I don't believe in that now. I didn't mean to say that then. There is no pot or anything. It's a grudge race.
I don't care if they go out there and race for free and that belt on the line, that
there's no such thing that you can't all you got to do. And if you're a champion, you can't duck the race. If you try to duck it, all we're saying is that you got to just put the money, put a deposit in a DP man's hand, and he can't duck you. He can't duck you. Now if he's a champ. Now if he already booked, then he just in line, but he can't duck you.
Okay.
But now I heard Sniper say that too, that if he need to get the belt up, that's fine too. I'm just talking on it. It's not that I was just wondering if a man is trying to, lock you in, and you the champion in a particular car. And they gave several scenarios. Realtree told him to let his two cars run each other, and if the which one is the fastest? The 69 or the Vet?
Well, I mean, the 69 is supposed to be the fastest, but I don't know if that's proved.
Well, they were just saying, Realtree told him to grudge race himself, and if the 69 win, then it gets the belt, and then defend the belt that way.
That's dumb as hell. That ain't gonna work.
That was a suggestion that Realtree was making to Sniper when Matty Joe Young was trying to lock in the belt, the existing champ.
But they could also run Matty Joe Young call against the Vet for Chong's belt, and Matty Joe Young call against Dog 69 for your belt.
Exactly. They could. And I think that was what Sniper was saying, was that he would like to lock in both races. And he did say, I don't know. That's one of the questions I'm going to ask Sniper. I'm going to ask Sniper straight up, if he's saying that he don't want to run Sunday, do they want to run the Vet? And if they don't want to run the Vet, then that's what it is. They don't want to run it, so it's off the table. But now, that's just an interesting. It's just an interesting thing to me. It's just to know if, if you ain't gonna run it, and it's still considered. I had a conversation with one of the guys up in the bleachers, and his whole point was, I said that Mario Young, is the new world champ, and he said,
You was over here talking bad about me, goddamn it! I had about ten ticks called me, my man. You need to call Ticket Ricky Show. Jay Barnes over here talking you out.
Yeah, he was. That's why I told him, I said, I couldn't go no longer with them talking about you like that, man. Get Mike on the phone. If he ain't
Mike,
on his.
I promise I didn't lie to him. I promise. Whatever I said, I didn't lie. I promise.
All right, I hear you.
I didn't lie, Mike. At all. Mike, can we expect that this year that you'll rerun Mike Joe Young?
Oh, yeah. Well, hell yeah. I'm gonna tell you something else truthfully. We went to Commerce today. We were testing the new ProMont car. Not one single car on the racetrack. It come out. You talking about come out there with a fast 6 foot and went right down Broadway.
At all. Which ProMont, man? We don't know the ProMont. We don't know it.
Yeah, no, it's a brand new car.
Oh, bring them. But come out of Macon. I'll knock a couple hundred out of that for you.
I'm gonna tell them come to Macon and see if we can unload and do the same thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Come on now, while the fact, you know, I'm gonna show you how we're gonna do it. It's been raining out here all damn week.
We're
gonna knock it off for you. Don't worry. Come on. Mike, let me ask you, I got to put Ricky on the damn Big Safety. You feel on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I'm asking Mike and Big Sexy this question. And I'll go on and answer the question straight for me, if y'all don't mind. Tricky Ricky done locked in to get a mud hole stump in his head by J.C. Richardson. I didn't want to know what y'all opinion on it. Is that right? Mike, who you think going to win that, Mike?
Who you locked in with him?
He's locked in a race, J.C. Richardson.
I don't know. That'll be a good race.
Where y'all going to race that trip, Henry?
Maryland International Raceway, August 4th.
Dalton?
No, Maryland International Raceway.
Maryland, okay. Yeah. Now.
Hey. Can you own a grudging a racetrack. And you don't be knowing all these damn race cars, no racetrack. What the hell going on?
I just said, like, I heard a lot of names. I'm just learning. I mean, hey, I'm not like that. Just, you know, I have never been to Maryland, but I'm going.
Yeah, the wild.
But I'm going. But, Mike, tell me.
Well, all I know is y'all been out having me way in Chicago and ain't no racing this weekend.
I know.
So I'm going to be mad.
You know,
I'm going to talk about your ass. I'm going to talk about your ass on Monday morning.
You know, Rick is scared to go up there. A couple of boys want to get on his ass up there, too, but, you know, he won't go. He won't come out to East Coast now.
I ain't scared. Never scared. That's just a long trip and a lot of gas.
Yeah. You know what they say? It ain't the scared that get a mud hole stuck in their ass. It's the one who lost. You know that, right?
No. The best thing I can tell you is, if that's what you think, that JC gonna stop a mud hole in my ass.
No,
please, please come to Maryland on that date and witness this shit for yourself. That's all I can tell you.
Big Safety, you gonna weigh in on this?
Oh man, I have never seen Tricky Ricky car run. I've never seen the car. JC's got a good running car. So, I mean, Tricky Ricky's got heart, man. He's got a lot of damn heart. So,
yeah. I mean, based on damn determination now, Tricky Ricky, I mean, because he wants to do it bad.
Yeah, he wants to do it bad. Sounds like he got a rabbit in his head.
Yeah. I agree with you. Hey,
so I got a
really,
rabbit with
really
a red dot on it.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I mean, just knowing, seeing the cars run, I mean, I've never seen this car. I would imagine, I would say JC, but Tricky Ricky is really confident. So a lot of times when people are confident like that, they got a rabbit in the hat.
Well, now this time, you know, after all the folks, we'll know because, like I said, nobody have really seen, you know, a lot of the guys. You know, I get a lot of,
you know, that big six with the ProMo car.
That big sexy that you gave the new world order trophy to.
He passed it to my brother. My brother passed it on to me. them the guy with that new promo car. They leave like promo.
Yeah.
It made that's what I told him on the line. That's the first time, Mike, I ever seen a man Harry O cut a double O light, but he pulled off so fast from it, it made it look like he was late.
Though I told him everybody talking about Harry O late. I said Harry O probably wasn't late. I said hell, them boys had a 980 on the 60 foot and Harry O.
See, there you go, Pete. But you know, Trigger Ricky told me, said some fool like they gonna believe that.
Man.
Hey man, yeah,
I know they had to go get the nose of the truck repainted where it peeled back the paint off the front of where it left off. The man did not sleep on the light. I mean, that damn car just pulled away from him that fast.
I seen that video.
Yeah, I seen that.
I ain't lying. I was praying for him not to put it up there because I was like, oh, my God.
All right, well, let me, if y'all don't mind, let me interject here for a minute. I got a racer that wants to make a call out, and he want to do it before the show over, even though we over.
All right.
Minutes all right. Now. Mick, did you see 804-3956? Well, Mr. MD, your mic should still be open. You said it?
Yeah, still open.
Yeah. What's up, Mike?
Nothing much, man. I'm scrambling like a egg. I'm going to tell you, bro. Laid back listening, man, to your topic today, and then just to reiterate on what you said and what Sean said, I had a similar situation today. I had a gentleman, you know, I actually classified him as a decent associate, call me up this evening about a race. He said he had a few instigators, nobody, not even a factor, racing period. Told me I was looking for him or whatever, and I said, hey, man, I'm not looking for you. I don't run around and pick on people that I can beat. And to reiterate what Sean said, you know, I want hound dogging. And, you know, he just wouldn't leave it alone, like a little worse than puppy. And I said, well, you know, if you want to chase it like that, then I can oblige you. You know, we can race. Richmond Dragway having a race tomorrow. Wow.
Who is that?
Yeah,
go ahead, Mike.
I don't know, but Richmond Dragway's having a race tomorrow. He squeaked his way out of that. And I said, well, look, man, the next big deal is going to be August the 4th. You know, my brother from another mother, he got a big grudge race against JC. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of, you know, the bigger name guys. Yeah, let's go ahead on and you know, let me go ahead and knock your head off at that point. And, you know, he wanted to, you know, just get into things that you had on your show a few weeks ago about when racing gets too far. I just want to race the dude. He fit like me, big block, nitrous, automatic, 10-5. And, you know, he got so shielded, he went to asking for stuff and you know, wanted to start an argument to get out of the race. And, but, you know, just officially. I'm trying to put him in the bushes.
Did you say the guy's name?
I know him as Thomas, a.k.a. Lil Thomas. He has a 67 Chevy 2 Nova called the Vanilla Gorilla. And like I said, he sit like me, big block, nitrous automatic, 33s. And I told him we could do it for whatever. I told him let's lock up on the show because I had an incident last year involving that coward, that spineless coward from down here, Iron Mule, which he got away, and he's also in the bushes, and I heard you inquire on the show about him earlier. You can't melt him down in point moment. Same thing as Mr. Marcus from out of Lynchburg, with that old hardwood force car. You can't melt him down and pour him on me, so I guess Vanilla Gorilla be the third car that hop in the bushes. But I text you this gentleman's number a little while ago if you want to try to get him on. And this is what I'm willing to do just to get this race off. You know, while, you know, some big names on the phone. I'll run him for whatever, head up, Pro Tree, August 4th. And I'm willing to put 500 on top of whatever that we race for, that I'll put space between me and him in the eighth of mile.
I can't do no more than that to get it to come out of the tree, bushes, honeysuckles, broom straw, or whatever that he's hiding. You know, he said he's having, you know, car trouble right now, so a little man, you know, he said he'll be more than ready by August the 4th, and I mean, I live in Richmond, you know where I live at, and I got to travel an hour, almost 2 hours to Bush Creek. He only want to race for 1,000, so I told him, you know, I really didn't want to do that, but just so he won't escape, if he still want to do his dive, I'll do it for that to prove a point. But whatever part that he can come up with, I will cover and put 500 on top that I will gap him in the eighth of a mile. It'll be space. It won't mean, you know, literally. I think you had a gentleman's number if you want to get him on the phone. And we can lock up tonight.
Yeah, I just forwarded that over to Nick.
Okay. Yeah, I have an account with Western Union. If you need me to send a deposit or Mr. J. Bonds or we can approach Dr. Jones, Mike Hill, good buddy of mine, whoever, to lock this up. And if not, I'll leave it alone tonight. Like I said, he can get away and get the bushes with Iron Mule, which definitely don't want to see me. Mr. Marcus, who definitely don't want to see me. And I guess he'd be the third one with the Vanilla Gorilla and all. They all can get in that bush and just all play together.
Okay. All right, well, Mike, I do apologize for letting the show run on, but the word that's been handed down is you can't make the call because the show is over now. But if at all possible, I can probably try to call them now on my phone if Jay Barnes and Nick are all right with that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, hold on.
Chicken Ricky, this is your show, man. Go ahead on. J-Boy, you got the slowest stock sprint bus thing in Georgia. keep on talking about me.
Mike just giving everybody hell tonight. Dang, I ain't gonna ever get a race later and told the boy about a damn pro mod.
They said he's gonna be soon as he lock in somebody about 5,000 miles, man, he's gonna be a popping and banging. I'm gonna be splitting that 2,500 with him. Oh my gosh.
Wow, unbelievable.
Jay Barnes, you still on the phone?
Jay, listen.
He's still on the line.
They be doing a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Tricky.
All right. Sorry about that. Yeah, Mike, he said that he wasn't going to lock in the race. He said he didn't want to talk to you right now, but he's not going to lock in the race 3 weeks out. Once he get his converter back, he don't mind doing it 3, 4, 5 days a week ahead of time, but he ain't going to do it right now.
Wow. Oh, okay. That's what I
get. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I explained to this gentleman that we can lock up, and it's a verbal lock-in with an honorable DP man, and he don't have to put no money up front tonight. That's just another escape goal. But it's cool. It's cool. And I told him,
just let it be what it be, you know what I'm saying? We can He said he had no problem with, getting on the three-way, doing it that way and getting it squared away, but he ain't want to do nothing right now. So,
okay. Hey, Sean.
Leave it like that. We work like it works.
Okay. Hey, Sean.
Uh-huh.
Do you mind marking this night on the calendar next week? So next week, we can pencil this one in, okay? I need you to let me do that famous today, okay?
Mark
this night on your calendar. So we call next week or 3 days before we got to go to Maryland. I can almost bet you that man will not answer his phone.
Oh, no, he's kind of timid, man. I don't know what you did to scare that man off.
man, I don't know what's up with these guys. That I have you got the word out on a bully. Me and Rickman, like brothers, even though I tell him I'm gonna do harm to him every now and then, and you know I don't know what it is, man. You know, Mr. Marcus, this man got a full bar and saying it's the back half, and I done put him in the bushes. You know, I told my wife, man, after tomorrow night, I'm gonna sell the car.
No, don't sell your car, man.
I'm gonna sell the car, man.
Well, I hate to do this, but my phone about to die and cut off. We over time, so I'm gonna have to end the show. I appreciate everybody coming on, and Jay Bonds for coming on. Sorry, I couldn't get a hold of Mr. James Houston, who won the Grudge Inc. Last Man Standing belt, but we'll get it in. But I appreciate Jay Bonds and Mike Hill, special guests, coming on this evening, and. We'll wait till next week and do it again.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Again, for everybody, I got a few copies of the magazine left in my truck trailer and at the barbershop. You can go to grudgeinc.us and check everybody out. It's catch the races from Midwest down south to the East Coast. Thank Mick for being the engineer. Jay Barnes for the show, the belt. And everybody for participating and calling in the show and showing some love. Looking forward to. Hey, Mike, was you able to make it up to the race tomorrow? Or you still racing?
It's probably gonna rain out down here. We'll wrap after the show. It's probably gonna rain out down here tomorrow. And I overheard the guy from Capital saying it's probably gonna be more of a Saturday thing. So yeah, I'm gonna be there. Yeah. Hold on. We like 90% here now. Tomorrow's field washout. And, so I'm definitely going to make it up there on Saturday. As long as, you know, if the weather's going to hold up.
All right. Yeah. Well, again, appreciate everybody. And until the next time, see y'all later. And we'll report back next week with the race report from this weekend.
Peace.
Good night.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Coast to coast.